gathered here this evening, the beginning of a Shemitah period, leading into Yom HaMadoim, Meir Achmei Yadim. For some random thoughts, in preparation for what this period of the year should signify for those of us who are my meaning Bashem Yisborach. One of the reasons, however, that this gathering was called, so I understand, so I've been told, is a reason different from the talk that we usually have had on Mitzvah Shabbos prior to the saying of Shlichus. And that is in recognition of various events, tragic events, that have taken place in our community during this past year, and more than that, during the past few months. But we cannot shut ourselves off to think of ourselves only in terms of the local community. It's been a year of very tragic events in many other Jewish communities, in Klal Yisroel. And one begins to wonder just exactly what is all this about. Let's read the Rambam, the beginning of Mitzvah Ta'anirish, the mitzvah of calling a Ta'anirish a fast day. What does this signify? Mitzvah Sasei Min HaToiro, it's a mitzvah Eseh, commanded by Torah, Rizoik al Kol Soro Shetova al Atzilu, to cry out to the Almighty for every tragic event that takes place in the Jewish community. The Dovar Zeh, and this mitzvah, is Midarki Hatshuvo. This is one of the roads and paths that lead a person to bethink himself and return to his source from which he has wandered. I don't like to use the word repentance. It doesn't give us the proper connotation of what the term tshuve means in Torah Jewish life. A return, because we've wandered from where we should be finding ourselves, from where a Jew should be standing. We wander from there. And one of the ways of arousing us to return whence we have wandered is this mitzvah of Ta'anirus, Shebizman of Zo'oko, crying out to Hashem. Shebisman shetehei tzoro, when there's a time of Tsar and Tsurin Klal Yisroel. V'yizaku Olehu, and they shall cry out because of it. Yedu HaKol, thereby all of us will recognize Shebiglal Maaseyim Horoim Uralotim, that these events take place because of our deeds which have been Maasim Roim, evil deeds. Hakosu, as it's written in many, many psukim. V'zehu, and by crying out unto Hashem Yisborach, zehu sheyigroim lehosi ratzoro me'aleim. That can help to serve to remove these tribulations from us. If we shall not bethink ourselves to cry out to Hashem, but rather, as we usually do, Eloyimru, they will say, Dovose, this tragic event, Minina Goilom, Iralon. It's a matter of happenstance. The Tzorosu and this terrible Tzor, Nikronikris, it just happened. It's a mikre. There's nothing to cry about. There's nothing to worry about. This is the way things run in the world. There are times when we enjoy happy events, and there are times of tragic events. There's nothing unusual about it. Mikrehu. That's the way things happen. That's what we call a natural course of events. And that's usually the way we react to all tzores. In the moment of the tzore, we may shed a tear, but it doesn't take long. We wipe it away, and life continues as it was. And the Rambam says, if that's the manner in which we react, Harizu Derech Achzorius. This is cruelty. Cruelty does not necessarily mean when we perform an act of cruelty against our fellow man. One can be cruel unto himself. He can perform an act of cruelty against all his emotions, against all his feelings, to deny them, to come to the fore. Abgetrennt sich, abgewischt im Trehr, und gegangen weiter. Hareisu, derech Achzorius. Only cruel individuals act in such manner. Those who have a heart, those who feel, can by no means go forward with life and say, this tragic event, it happens daily. Sometimes it's with this person. Sometimes it's with that person. It's happenstance. What's there to be so wrought up about? Harezu derech achzorius. That person's heart is a lev even. It's a heart of stone. not because he doesn't react to the emotions of the person who has suffered so much, but rather because he doesn't react to his own emotions. He kills emotion within himself. He doesn't permit himself to let forth a tear and open up a heart that beats to Hashem Yisborach. Isn't so. It's happenstance. It's natural course of events. Harishu derech hasoyus. V'geremes lohem. And what results from this manner of living? What results from this type of an attitude towards the events of life? To remain cleft to all the evil that we are continually engaged in. If that's the reaction to tragedy, it leads to new tragedy. And this is what Torah meant in the Teuchacho. V'alachteni mi b'keri. V'alachti gam ani mochem b'chamaskeri. Kloyman, what do those words mean? Sh'ovia lechem tzoro. When I shall bring tragedy, chas v'sholem, upon you. Kedei she'toshuvu. In order to arouse you from your slumber, to begin to think, who am I? What am I? What do events say to me? Events speak to all of us living during the time of those events. In toimru shehikeri. You will say that Tzora is natural course of events. It just happened. His gevalds of Hashem Yisborach. Oisif lochem. V'olachti gam ani mochem b'chamat keri. In the anger of that mikre. And the Rambam adds. Oisif lochem chamas oisoi keri. This very happenstance, this very event that you term natural course of events, I will let you wander along on that road and see what it'll lead up to. Tzore noch tzore, veiti ga veiti. Why? Because you haven't heard what the Tzora is speaking to you. Toshev Enrish Adako. When God brings man Adichtucho Shel Nefesh to such tragedy, do you know what it means? Vatoimer. You are speaking through the tragedy. Hashem Yisborach is speaking to us. And what is he saying? V'atoymer shuvu v'riodom. Realize from the tragedy that something is wrong. You've gone wayward somewheres. Try to find where have you misstepped. Where have you gone wayward? And return to where you should be standing. We must be conscious of the fact that we're living under a terrible mistake in general in our concept of things. We become accustomed in the past few years to to talk about a Bantshuva movement, a movement of people returning, coming back. Who are the ones that are talking about the Bantshuva movement? Those who don't need Shuva, they're okay. They're observant. They do all that has to be done. They are talking about the wonders of the Bantshuva movement. Someone who was outside the fold came back. Yeshivas for Bantshuva. Gvul about Bantshuva movement. And we forget that all of Jewish life is a Bantshuva movement. When he was in Gan Eden, then he was what man was ordained to be, this creature of God. But then he fell. He committed sin. And from that moment on, all of mankind is engaged in tshuva, to try to come back to where we once stood. We were brought to Sinai. We stood at the foot of the mountain and we rose to heights over the Merishin in Gan Eden. We came back home. Immediately thereafter, we sunk again in the morass of a Chet HaEgel. From that day on, we have yet to return. Jewish life, if it is lived properly, represents a Bantshuva movement in the highest essence. And we are never aware of it. Why? Because mikrehu. We live a life of mikrehu. Things are taken for granted. It's a natural course of events. The Ramban and his Adome Teyiv, Moir in the Lord, the Reich, asks and poses a question. Why do we cry at a moment of death? Why do we shed tears? This is the natural state of things. Men are born, they live, they die. What's there to cry about? So Tehidi Keramban, it's wrong. Men were made to live l'netzach n'tzachim, in the joy of the countenance of God in Gan Eden. Death signifies that things are not working according to the natural course of creation. It's something unnatural, out of the ordinary. This is why we are moved to tears. Did we ever give thought to this approach to Chiyah, to Bechi? The Ramban was also bothered, natural course of things. And he tells us that we're living a very unnatural life. Naturally, we should be in Gan Eden.
enjoying the proximity, the friendship, the closeness, the love of Hashem Yisborach. But where do we stand? So far removed, because Chet brought Nisit into a world, as the Pasuk tells us in Chumash. And that's what moves men to tears, even though they're unaware. These are some of the things that we must think about at this time of year. Elo, Slichus, Yomim Anaroim. Ani Ledoidi, Ledoidi Li. The inner feeling of the Jew that he stands at a period of life when he's closer to his Creator. And when a Jew feels many times unconsciously that closeness, it brings forth an expression of devotion. I belong to my beloved, to Hashem Yisborach. And therefore I feel that He is with me. Thus is I eat at this time of year. Under such circumstances, it is easier to feel what the Rambam teaches us, to feel what Tzoras means, to realize that Tzoras speak to us. Because this time of year we have an ear to hear that language. And it's a language that isn't besmirched with all the niceties of things that are written in books and in newspapers and in articles and so forth and so on. It's clear, this language. It's the language of Tzar and Tzoras. And it calls forth the language of Tzioko, to cry out to Hashem Yisborach. A great read, but I'm all gizoked. What does Tia Shofar represent? It represents just what we are now talking about. It's a language without words. It's Tzioko. And he gave a mostly illustrated. Oysen Melech, great sovereign, who had many lands under his domain, in one of the faraway corners under his sovereignty, there was a little country that found itself in dire need, and he decided to send a delegation to the king to ask for help. The delegation came before the king, but they did not know the language of the king, nor did he know their language. They couldn't understand each other. What do they need? What do they wish? When the delegation saw this, they broke down in tears. And they began to cry out king said, Ich verstehe, was he means. Siyoko is the language without words. When words fail to express what we feel, Siyoko becomes the language through which we approach Hashem Yisborach. That's one of the ideas behind the concept of Tkiyas Shofar. Because who knows whether the language of our tefillahs is understood by him, by Hashem Yisborach. Who knows what goes along in those words that we speak? It's for us to judge. How do we stand in prayer? What are our interests then? Have we completely forgotten the day-to-day affairs that bother us as individuals? And we stand now speaking to Hashem Yisborach? Or do we carry along all those affairs into the Nesana Tekef? But Siyoko, if we are able to raise ourselves beyond words, beyond language that we create, into that cry that stems from the depths of the human soul, there we speak the language that Hashem Yisborach is waiting for. This is not the language of Mikre, it's the language of Tzirokho, crying out. And once a Jew cries out, Vatal Shavoso, avoided. That prayer reaches to heights where no other prayer can open the doors. This is what we are engaged in at this period of the year. But this brings us to another moment. After all, what we are talking about is only true for the Jew who is a Ma'amin B'Hashem, a Jew of faith, a Ni'man B'Emunah Shleimah. He's guided by faith, but he missteps. Then we talk about these things. The question is, where do we stand in Emunah? Are we my meaning? Or are things a matter of rote? It's a lifestyle. Are we truly my meaning? There is the question. And if, in days gone by, the problem of Emunah was a very, very serious one, at all times, to be livei sholem b'Hashem, a heart that finds its completion only in God, that's the difficulty that the Jew must strive to overcome. And for that we were given a Torah. That's Jewish life. Ma'akelzer. of Moses' matter. For what? To clarify for yourself Emuna. Once it's clarified, it's no longer Emuna. You see it. Until that moment of seeing, of sight, you must be engaged in this never-ending process of clarifying Emuna. And if at all times it's been so difficult, how much more difficult is it in our day and age? We live in an age of scientific advancement, science, technology. With haste, we've been on the moon. A clinic type was invented. And we're going to be told that there's no such thing as natural cause. All these advances haven't proven to us as David HaMelech told us, Shu Moroi Meinechem, lift up your eyes unto the heavens, Ureu, and see me Boro Eile, who has created these wonders. No, we went to the moon, and we said we haven't found angels. So how much more difficult has it become in our day to clarify Emuna for ourselves? Oyen v'neir. But my friends, I hope you don't mind. I think that one of the fathers of modern science was Albert Einstein. I think everyone will agree. He knew the business of science quite well. And I'd like to read to you something that he said. Listen carefully. Despite all our recent advancements, our knowledge remains rather meager. And two illustrations. First, our increase in knowledge is comparable to that which a man interested in learning more about the moon, they hadn't gone to the moon yet then, a man interested in learning more about the moon gets when he climbs upon the roof of his house to catch a closer look at that luminary. Need I tell you how much more we know about the moon standing on the roof of the Trade Center in New York? Or if we stand at the door on the ground downstairs. That's about the difference, Einstein said. He gave another illustration. Our minimal knowledge of the universe focuses to me on the moment of the completion of my formula of the general theory of relativity, Just imagine what that moment meant to Einstein and to the world of science. Zu der Übergekehrt der Welt von Dave Dyer's scientific thought. At that moment, an ordinary housefly landed on my paper. I reflected that here I had set down all the major universal physical laws as though to say, here's the key to all the secrets of the universe. There's nothing now that man doesn't know. Alles sedes abriet, whatever you do. Yet, I really don't know very much about the nature of that little fly. Need we say any more from the father of modern science? And yet, we persist in saying that we know all and we have conquered all. We are masters of our destiny and we control our fate. That's the way we live. This period of year, the Rosh Hashanah, comes to tell us that it isn't so. We have to clarify for ourselves what we're talking about when we pray, when we study Torah, when we observe mitzvah Hashem in act and in thought. And it's not an easy job not to take things for granted in our style of living, but to put our all into it. Let's read a Medrash Chazal, Nifle Mikilev, a Yalkut in Tilit, on the Pshukim of the Chet of Loshen Hara, the terrible crime of Loshen Hara. Rosh Hashanah. Calls for some improvement. He could do better on the Tkiyah. He could have done better on the Shvorim. Nothing wrong with that. Just criticizing. Nei, Dosilos Nhore! And we never realize what we're doing. We're not talking about what he built to Grovelos Nhore! Slander that can kill people. Hate, sofot l'shoinon, an arrow directed to the heart of a person. Yene grove loshen hore. Yugon tracht nas miyet idin. Zag eisit nas ofna loshen hore a ganz yor. Except that sometimes I'm told that we do it. Aber das ist ein Kloschen. Der Hasmet nicht gedauert, dass ich geschmack. Der Balkeret nicht gelängert, dass ich geschmack. about tear to pieces the jugi grinchen die tears in me down. That's only criticism, not loschen hore. Nein, du siehst loschen hore. Gefährlich in der Welt. Well, it's not you know how to eat. Rabbi's drosha, the sermon this year wasn't too hot. Does he loschen hore? Yo! Loschen hore. So there's a capital in Tealing about loschen hore. Now listen to a little story that Chazal relate to us. Some of this is related to the Gemara in Avidizore Yutes. Here the story is embellished a bit. Maise Bereichel Echod. There was a peddler, the Chazar Bayores, walking around Jewish communities. And he kept saying, man, boy, son, chayet, who wants a pill of life? Fellow walking around with pills for life. Man, boy, son, chayet, you all of that. And in his travels, he reached the city of Akko. Shoma Basra Bjanai. Bjanai lived in Akko. His daughter, pregnant in the street, he's peddling life pills. No doctor yet has developed a pill called a life pill. But hi. Omra Ravil. She went into her father, and she said to him, Daddy, Reichel Echod, Misabi Vieime, there's a peddler walking around the streets of the city. Man boys, am chayet, who wants to buy a pill of life? John had heard this. Sugar man. What is this? Koro Reb Yanai Loise Reichel. Reb Yanai invited that Reichel, that peddler, into his home. And when you look into the Gemara in Avodah Zarah, he was quite a respectable individual. None other than Reb Alexandre. He was the peddler. Here the Midrash doesn't mention it. Reichel. Omar. And the Rabbi Yanai said to him, have any Eusei Sam Chayim Shachar Meichel? Show me that dose of living that you're selling. What kind of a pill is it? You hold a vice? Hoitzi Niku Posei Sefer Tealing. He took out a tealing from his bag. Ufosach Meholach. And he kept going page after page until he came to Kapitel Numbeis, to the posuk a posuk ze mi yoi shechofetz chayim oye yomin lirish toiv nitzoye lishoyim chomero usposecho nidabeir yirmo. That's my pill. Numbeis. Capital Tealing. Yana heard this. Polak the Yana. Hechileu. He made a banquet for him. Bishkeu. With the best of drink. Bisholche. He sent him forth. And also the Shishas flowing. It's a lot of money. Only Talmud. His disciples saw this and they said to him, no, you saw your day a posuk ze. You, Reb Yanai, didn't know the posuk of Mio Yishekov, it's high, maybe your ministry. You didn't know this posuk. You had to have a Reichel come here and teach you a posuk from dealing that every kid in school knows it. Come down to Shabbos, they stood on the posuk. What did he answer? Omar, hey! He said to them, certainly I knew the prophet. El Shabbosi, Ubiere Biyodi. This Reichel came along and he clarified it to its depths what this prophet means. What do we have here? Even Rabbi Yanai always said, Be your Isha Chofetz Chaim. What's the formula for life? But he had never felt to the depths of the soul that this was Sam Chaim. This is what we're saying when we say that pasuk. This is what David HaMelech meant. Es bleibt bei uns gesagt hier. Gesagt hier. Sagt hier, mis am Leben, wie gesagt. Ich hab Segen genommen, I was a young kid, here in this country, to see Jews of Hebra Tilly, saying Tilly in Shul. I'm sure that the tears they shed those were tears that Hashem Yisborach put away in his treasure store, and they're going to be part of that treasure store that's going to bring forth Mashiach Tzidkenu. But nevertheless, no one, when he said felt to the depths of his soul that Lashon Hara is death, and keeping oneself guarded against it is life itself. You need to have a roichel come along and arouse interest, as if he's selling some object on the marketplace and everyone is running out for it. You're full of interest. Ich will leben. Ich such leben. I'm not worried about anything else now. That rifle aroused me. And then he's got you in hand. Ich leben. Hot sticks. That flow from our mouths. How much Birur is contained in those words? To what extent do they strike deeper than lip service alone? To what extent do they reach into the recesses of a Jewish heart to arouse us to Chivas Odom Be'olom? And this is what we need. Not the Chumzis, the Ganze Christ. There is, however, something that can arouse this interest that we're talking about. Chazal said long ago, Malavai oisi ozo v'shirosishu. One of the troubles with life is that we're always engaged in philosophizing about the deity. Mir haut nur in eni reden wegen er. Was mir auch gefallen ist. Er tut trachten wegen mir. Don't try to define me, you'll never get there anyway. To Rosish. Study my Torah! Do you know why? Shehamo Yoshebo Matsido Namut. To the extent that one unites himself with Torah study, to that extent does he cleave unto Hashem Yisborach. You want to feel God? You want to see God? Then feel it. But learn it the way it has to be learned. It's not a philosophy. It's not a science. It's feel it. If you approach it, if you approach it as part of Hashem Yisborach, the task points out. Hachmi Teire, you make a broche, cholak mi chochbosei v'yareo. You see scientists, Hachmi Umes, we're not mevatel chochmi. Chochmi is given by God. We make up a broche. But you know which broche? Nosan mechoch nosoi lebosor chotom. Two differences. Torah is cholak mechoch nosoi. He apportioned from his chochm. The chochm himself is yereo. Chachmi umis. Scientists, great men in science, only from God do you have science, but they're nosan. He gave it away to them. Kindler took me them basilti, who create a bomb to destroy the world. That's your business. Because they're not Yereo, they're merely flesh and blood. Nosan. Task.
As a portion of Hashem Yisborach. And if you'll approach it in that manner, automatically it's Yereo. How then can it be? Can a person stand in proximity with God Almighty, who is Sognia Gleitni, who is Sognia Gidor Shamayim, who doesn't fear, who doesn't respect that person who doesn't stand with Hashem Yisborach, to whom Hashem has given the Chochmah, and he stands with the Chochmah at his own, El Habalevos, Kenneth HaKeveden HaMachriv Eulom, Keire Kenneth Machriv Eulom Zay, Al Pitre Bo Noyich, El Aboy Noyich. We build worlds with the study of Tefillah. Do we seek proximity to Hashem Yisborach? Do we seek Birur Emunah? Are we interested in giving content to all our deeds and thoughts as Torah Jews? There's only one way, Torah study. Lernen in Torah. Om Philosophie. Lernen in Torah. Und mit Psori Erzi. I've seen this so many times. You sit down and you learn a Parsha Chumash with a person who never before studied Torah. And you're not interested in changing his lifestyle. He's a reformed Jew and you want to make him Orthodox. Hey, Tzogolito! Sei mit dem Wiesch! Nur lehren mit mir dem Posten. 2 months, 3 months later, kommt er und fragt, can you teach me how to put on Tefillah? Mr. Schuh, what darfst du on Tefillah? You're a reformed Jew, what do you need Tefillah? Rabbi, I've got to put on those Tefillah. He doesn't know himself why, but he learned Tefillah from the text, Reishis, Boro, Elikim, from the text, without any side issues, without any attempt to philosophize with him and to try to prove to him the value of orthodoxy. Hamoyer Shabbat.
Basiron Lamuto. That's the way it works. That's what we need. All of us. We must become part and parcel of that Moya Shebetayre. We have to make a Dinge Cheshen. Who halten wir mit Lernen unser Teil? It wasn't meant only for a yeshiva man who spends his days only in the study of Torah. Torah is meant for every Jew in all walks of life. Daily study of Torah. And now the community is blessed with a night kelel Baruch Hashem. Just as many other communities have come to life through a night kelel. Shidovitim and Shalernen. Norman. Kaled Roshesni. Kaled Vedezokyani. No attempts to change ways of life. Nor Zitzum Lem. The change comes automatically. Tayre. The study of Tayre. That's the road to Pirur Emune. If you have the opportunity and you don't take advantage of it, you will be called to answer. Why? No excuse. You should have come to study Torah. Whatever Torah you wish to study. Chumash. Shulchanot. Chayodah! You're more advanced. You would enjoy a little bit of Gemara. Wonderful. You want Medrash? Wonderful. Out in this Torah Hashem. Study Torah. That's the Sam Chayim. That's the pill that carries with it life. It's implanted within us. There's no Jew who is free to say, I can't. I don't have the abilities for it. Check out. There's no Jew who didn't stand at Sinai. Aleph. These netzach netzach. Zanen den Stanen bambar. And we were given Chelkenu b'Serosim b'Sparach. Ours is only the duty to open it up. Sometimes it's harder. Sometimes it's less difficult. But if we try, we're bound to get there. And getting there is Hamoyoshevoh. You reach to a light that's Machzino Lemuto, that returns people to that, to where they should be standing at all times. Now I ask you, isn't that what we say in our daily prayer service? Do we ever listen to what we're saying? Hashiveinu avinu l'sayrasecho. Return us, O God, O Father, to your Torah. V'korveinu malkeinu l'avodasecho. And through that, you will bring us near to the observance of your mitzvahs. That in itself is hashiveinu v'sishuvo shleimo l'fonim. Don't try it the opposite way. It will never work. Hashiveinu l'seidasecho. Then l'avidasecho. Then v'sishuvo shleimo l'fonim. We have the formula laid out for us by Anshi Knesset HaGdele in the daily tefillah. It's but for us to listen to the words that we mouth. What are we saying? And trying. try to live into those words. Then, Bezer Hashem Yisborach, we shall come before Hashem Yisborach in the Yemei Adin. He look down upon us beyond doubt with favor and say, Kinder Lechmein, gold in the welt, Bui noch do, as a ume the losh, which after so many trials and tribulations, they are ready to recognize me as their father. Torah, its study can be enjoyed only in that manner. Malkeinu, it's a divine decree, sovereign decree. How do you accept that sovereignty? By studying Torah with that wonderful, loving Father. That opens our heart. We ourselves say, you, our Father, you are our King. Then we're on the road to Tshuva Shleimo Lefanecha.